What's up, guys? We're on episode 2 today, talking about her. First off, before I start, I just want to give out a special thanks to everybody that took the time out of their day yesterday to listen to my first episode about Summer Walker. You know I messed up a couple times, but I'm still trying to figure out this whole podcast stuff. But I just really appreciate you guys listening, you know, and I just can't wait for what the future has in store for us. So I'm gonna just dive in into her, you know. Some facts for you guys. At a young age, she was exposed to music. You know, her dad was a musician, and her dad was also in the band. So her parents were obviously very supportive of her, and just gave her the tools that she needed for her to succeed. You know, at a young age, they would take her to music stores, music shops, get her different instruments, or some like bass guitars, like, etc. And they just knew that she had something very, very special. And at age 14, she got signed to her first record label, RCA. And I think that's a pretty big deal at age 14. You know, you're still a kid, and you just got signed to your first record label. That's like big time right there. You know, and throughout the ages, 16, 17, she had music, you know, written for herself or whatever she wanted to play it for, but she never released that music to the world. You know, she was scared at the time, you know, all she was telling about all the insecurities that were just coming upon her, and just she was scared what the world would assume of her or her music. She just wanted her music just to fit in with everybody, you know. Then her stands for having everything revealed. So, you know, back again to the age of 16, 17, she never wanted to be that girl who got heartbroken, who got played, you know, and just she just did it. But that wasn't the case. She ended up having, you know, her heart broken just really bad. And that's how her name came upon, having everything revealed. And, you know, throughout her life, you know, she was in, like, you know, relationships. And she finally released the music to the world, you know, with Volume 1, Volume 2 of her. She just gets in depth with the relationship she had with her dude, you know, how it was at the time, how it was great, but then she would give her all, you know, 100%, give that energy to him, but he wasn't really about it, you know. And like one of the songs too, called Losing, you know, she puts her all for this dude, and he's still playing games with her, you know, and just constantly fighting, going at war with each other. And other than one of the songs called Facts, she talks about how, you know, she just puts her phone down. She just wants to, like, you know, spend time with him and just zone out with him. You know, and she talks about how she always does that, always puts her phone down for whenever he's around. But the song right after that, it was pretty cool. She, it's called Focus, and he doesn't do the same thing she does for him. You know, he's on his phone, and he's zoned out in his phone, zoned in his phone, you know. And it's crazy how lyrical-wise she talks about how she's zoned out, puts her phone zoned out with him, but he's zoned in his phone. So it's just a lot of emotions throughout this whole album. You know, she released Volume 1 with like 7 songs, then released Volume 2 with another 7, then, or I don't know how many songs were in Volume 2, but after that, she just decided to combine Volume 1 and Volume 2 together, you know. And you can just hear, like, her feelings and emotions in, like, every little song that she went through, especially in Pigment. You know, just talks about, like, one-sided relationships, you know, and how she thought that that he was the one, you know, the savior for her, and but that wasn't the case, you know. And she finally realized, like she was just fed up, and like she talks about it too, how she's just fed up with everything. And I think throughout the end of the album, you know, at the end of the day, yeah, she's hurting, but she's happy, you know. She had those special memories with him, you know, she can never take back, and she will always remember, you know. And I think that at the end of the day, you know, if you have a bad batch or a bad past relationship with somebody, just remember all the good times you guys had together, you know. Just those were like moments that would never leave your brain. So just think about that for a little bit. I want to talk about my favorite songs from her. I mean, I have a couple, you know. Could Have Been's been one of them. That's obviously a good one. Just the intro to that is just a vibe. That is a vibe. Just if you get a chance, listen to that. I know she popped off on that one. Racks is another good one on my part, because, you know, she talks about, you know, lust. It ain't really about the lust, it's about the money. You know, just chase that bag. You know what? But at the same time, she also talks about that song, money isn't not gonna buy you happiness. You know, so, but you gotta get the money for yourself. And my last favorite is Losing. You know, I talked about it earlier, just how she put, the reason why it's my favorite, because you can hear, you know, the pain in her and stuff, and how she's really putting her all into it, and he's not really giving anything back. So at the end of this episode, I'm about to close to the end, cutting it short today. I'm gonna put on Racks for you guys and Losing. So again, thank you guys for listening. I know today was short. Some episodes are gonna be shorter than others or longer, but thank you guys. And I'm now on Spotify, so guys, check me out. Have a good one, guys.